Hello, this is Michael calling for Opinion Research, a public opinion polling firm. I'm calling to ask for help with a short four-question survey on important issues facing Texas. May I please speak with Ronald Asmussen?
That's me.
Thank you. And thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more Republicans, more Democrats, or an even mix from both parties?
I like it all. I think it's the best.
So, both parties?
Whoever is the best candidate in my mind.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Whoever is the best candidate in my mind.
Oh, no, just in general, would you say to tend to vote more for Republicans, more Democrats, or even mixed from both parties?
It's kind of hard to find a Democrat that you would call a Democrat.
Okay, so would you say mostly Democrat or mostly Republican or both?
I say, like I told you before, it depends on who's the best man.
Okay, but I need to hear it will be mostly Democrat or mostly Republican.
I told you that doesn't matter. It depends on who's the best candidate.
Oh, this question is just in general, not in person in particular.
No, it's not a general question. It's the answer you're going to get, whether you want to know why or not.
Or if you want, I can put on shirt.
Well, I don't care what you put.
Okay, so next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
Absolutely approve.
Okay, so you will say strongly approve.
Yes.
Thank you. If the general election for president of the United States were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I couldn't vote for Donald Biden, no matter what he did, running for.
Okay, so Donald Trump will be definitely, probably, or lean to Donald Trump.
Definitely.
Okay, definitely Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Thank you. Which statement comes closest to your opinion on guns? The first one, we need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons. Two, we need common sense gun reform in Texas, like universal background checks. Or three, we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms.
I'm going to go with your last statement.
Okay, so the last one, the protect the Second Amendment.
Yes.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.